This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump directs intelligence agencies to fully cooperate with the Justice Department investigation into the origins of the special counsel's Russia probe. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump issuing an executive order granting Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify documents related to spying on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. Now, the president wants to make sure all Americans learn the truth as to what went on during the last election cycle.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says it's in the best interest of her country for a new prime minister to lead the effort to leave the European Union, saying this morning she's done all she can and she'll resign on the 7th of June. Her term's been dominated by her unsuccessful efforts to come up with a Brexit plan that Parliament would okay. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
The Midwest continues to clean up from severe weather, including a breakout of tornadoes in recent days, and now a dangerous heat wave is expected to bake the Southeast over this Memorial Day weekend. The National Weather Service calling the heat wave a death ridge that could break temperature records from Alabama to Virginia. A mile-wide asteroid with its own moon is on a path to fly by the planet this weekend. Astronomers say the asteroid called 1999 KW4 will pass within 3.2 million miles tomorrow. The next time the asteroid will be visible from Earth will be in 2036, when it will be even closer. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi claiming the House is not on a path to impeachment, but South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says,
"You cannot be their nominee unless you say Donald Trump needs to be impeached, and that's why he's going to win."
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump says he's not happy about the early release of a terrorist from prison, and others in his administration are speaking out as well. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo weighs in about convicted Taliban fighter John Walker Lynn, the so-called American Taliban, being released from prison after he served 17 years of his 20-year sentence.
I think it recalls a review of our processes, all the things that went into this day where he's being allowed out early. I think we need to review it all. He still, as I understand it, still is threatening the United States of America and still committed to the very jihad that he engaged in that killed a great American and a great CIA officer.
Pompeo was speaking there on Fox and Friends. Lynn will be in Virginia at the direction of his parole officer.
Movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is agreeing to pay out $44 million to settle sexual misconduct lawsuits brought against him by dozens of women. The settlement will include $30 million to the alleged victims and $14 million that will go to pay legal fees. And the money is largely coming from insurance policies. and Jeopardy champ James Halshauer has scored a 26th consecutive win on the game show in last night's episode, wrapping up just over $52,000, moving him closer to an overall $2 million mark. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
Hey, we're committed to getting this country back on track and saving this great American idea for our children and our grandchildren. And hopefully this legacy will be passed on. As Ronald Reagan says, nothing that's passed on in the bloodstream. It is something that has to be taught and caught and carried on. This is how... I guess how vulnerable in a way this idea can be. And of course, we're seeing it right now as there is an increasing number of kids that are coming out of college that have been indoctrinated into a socialism kind of mindset. And, you know, we've got to continue the conversation and educational process to reorient them on the dangers of socialism, because they've had to purposely, Bill Fetter, I will tell you, I want to bring Bill Fetter here right now, they've had to purposely be indoctrinated and, you know, history, you know, kept from them to understand what socialism leads to.
Right. The actual term they use is deconstructed. They actually want to take away your heritage, get you into a position where you don't remember anything, and then they want to insert their new DNA, so to speak. But we do have a tremendous heritage, especially in light of the other countries of the world and in world history. So right now we have China with their social credit program. Blackballing people and Christians and bulldozing down churches. Obviously, right. There's no freedom. We have the Sharia countries where if you're a Christian, you could have the Boko Haram kill you or the ISIS kill you, and you're a second-class citizen. You have the other communist countries, North Korea. And then in India, there's a cultural caste system. And if you're in the lowest caste, you don't have the rights and freedoms as someone in the highest caste. And,
correct.
So when we look at all these, we appreciate that America, you have the freedom to decide where you want to live, what career you want to pursue, what clothes you want to wear, what food you want to eat, who you want to marry, what church you want to go to. And so that's what makes America great. It focuses and empowers the individual.
Right.
And if you don't like Western civilization, move to one of these other countries and your
Please.
Fate will be determined by the state.
Exactly. Please do us a favor and do that. You know, for your own, we want you to be happy. But here in this country, and of course we remember it this weekend all the way through Monday with Memorial Day and what it represents. I mean, you know, when you think about the men and women before us, Bill, that have paid the ultimate price for our liberty. I mean, you know, our liberty comes from God, and these men and women understood that and were willing to put it all on the line on behalf of we the people. And to me, we are entering a rather hallowed weekend. You know, people have heard me say this before. It's awkward for me to, and you know, because we all want to have a salutation about any kind of holiday. And when people say Happy Memorial Day, it just doesn't ring, you know, in my spirit. It's disturbing to me because I look at Memorial Day because of who we're honoring, that we should remember Memorial Day and those that paid the ultimate price and the families that were left behind.
Right. So Veterans Day in November, we honor the veterans. They're still alive. Memorial Day is when we honor the dead, those that have died and given their lives for our freedoms. It actually goes back to the Civil War, where there were Southern women that put flowers on the graves of both Union and Confederate soldiers, where a 500,000 people died during the Civil War. And many states, at least a half dozen, claim to have the location of the first Memorial Day. But it was in General John Logan, 1868, called it Decoration Day.
Yes.
He had an annual May 30th date. It wasn't until 100 years later that they made it the first Monday in, or the last Monday in May. Mm-hmm. But interesting, 1881, President James Garfield, his only executive order as president, because he was assassinated not long after, but his only executive order was to give government workers off on Decoration Day on May 30th so they could honor those that had died. Well, if we fast forward to World War One and get an idea, we have the president is Woodrow Wilson. He actually has a day of fasting and prayer when we entered the war. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine a president having a day of fasting? He gave out New Testaments. He wrote the foreword to the New Testament along with General Pershing. And it was the New York Bible Society that published them, and they handed them out to the soldiers. Many names of famous people fought in World War One, including Douglas MacArthur, Patton, General Pershing, Leonard Wood, Harry S. Truman, Eddie Rickenbacker, Teddy Roosevelt's son, Quentin Roosevelt. He died in an airplane. Irving Berlin, that wrote God Bless America. And then people like J.R.R. Tolkien that wrote Lord of the Rings and C.S. Right. Lewis. And so one of the stories from World War One is Sergeant York. Real quick, 1918, we're over there in France. My grandfather fought in the 338th Machine Gun Battalion in World War One. But they're pinned down, and Sergeant York says, "The Germans got us. They stopped us dead in our tracks. Their machine guns were up there on the heights overlooking, well hidden. We couldn't tell for certain where the terrible heavy fire was coming from. Those machine guns were spitting fire, cutting down undergrowth all around me." Well, all but eight of Sergeant York's group were killed. By himself, took out 32 machine guns and killed 28 of the enemy. He was down there lying amongst the bodies, and when the Germans would stick their heads up, he was such a good shot, he'd shoot them. And then they weren't sticking their heads up, and he would make turkey calls. Gobble, 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 and they'd stick their head up, and he'd shoot them. And then he said he could shoot better standing than lying, and so he stood there, and he's making these turkey calls and shooting them. And then he gets charged from behind, six of the Germans with bayonets fixed. And he says, "I shoot them the way you shoot turkey. You shoot the furthest away one first. Because if you shoot the closest one, they'll scatter and you'll never get them."
Right.
Anyway.
So he's letting them come closer to him. This is amazing. Okay.
And then a little white flag comes up over the hill, and the German commander marches down with 132 soldiers. And he makes them put their guns down. And the German commander says, "How many of you are there?" And it was just him and maybe a couple guys that crawled out of the woods.
Oh.
And so he's marching them down the road as prisoners. And they're not about to run away because they know he can shoot them.
Right.
And so he wins the Medal of Honor. He says, "Some of them officers been saying that I, being a mountain boy and accustomed to the woods, done all these things just by instinct. I had never got much learning except from the Bible. Maybe my instincts are more natural, but that ain't enough to account for the way I come out alive with all those German soldiers raining death on me. I've been telling you the hand of God must have been in that fight. Just think of them 30 machine guns raining fire on me, point-blank range of 25 yards, and all them there pistols and bombs. And then those men charged me with fixed bayonets, and I never receiving a scratch, and bringing 132 prisoners. I've got only one explanation, that God must have heard my prayers."
Amen.
He comes back to America, he starts a Bible school, and even Gary Cooper started a movie for Sergeant York.
Oh, wow. What a great story. We appreciate so much about Bill Federer as a nationally known speaker and best-selling author and president of AmeriSearch. You know, and he keeps us up to date on history. Our history in this country is so rich, Bill. And, you know, stories like this, this is just one of many millions to be told and shared. And then you realize just how great this country is and why, and also why we should be grateful for the hand of God. Because without the hand of God, even George Washington said, it was without a doubt the hand of divine providence that led us to this great American experiment.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hours, we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And, you know, and I understand that can be difficult. You know, our government right now, Bill Fetter, is having a hard time. And, you know, got Nancy Pelosi saying, look, it's, you know, we want to get down to, you know, the truth of the matter. And the Democrats need to be careful what they're asking for, especially with Donald Trump now declassifying the 2016 campaign surveillance documents. Ready or not, the truth is going to come out. And, you know, they didn't want to accept the truth of the Mueller report. And they're really complicating things. And, you know, what concerns me is that we may look back in history and say, wow, we wasted 2.5 years and we're going to waste this entire administration where we could really do some outstanding things when you have a president that is pro-business and one that is really going after, you know, these traditional bureaucratic strongholds, and to at least expose them and, you know, the body politic can decide, okay, do we want that to continue or is that an encumbrance and we could realize a better America by doing that?
Yeah, well, we've actually wasted 4 years. I have some frustration with Paul Ryan because he could have ended this whole thing just by saying, President, we got your back. Anyway, what they do is called psychological projection.
Yes.
Sigmund Freud coined the term. It's where rude people call everybody else rude. Mm-hmm. And so you accuse your opponent of what you're guilty of. That's what Karl Marx said. David Axelrod was the previous president's campaign manager, and he gave an interview on NPR Radio, April 19, 2010, David Axelrod said, in Chicago, there's an old tradition of throwing a brick through your own campaign office window and then calling a press conference to accuse your opponent of doing it. And even Charlie Hurt was on Hannity. He's a commentator. He says the whole thing is like a game of projection.
Yes.
Whatever they accuse President Trump of doing, we find out not only did President Trump not do it, but they did it.
Right.
And so here's Hillary Clinton colluding with the Russians, giving away a fifth of the U.S. uranium in exchange for $145 million to her Clinton Foundation. Who's involved with the State Department and the government signing off on all this corruption, this collusion? A whole lot of the players that are the ones that are going after Trump. So they're playing defense by playing offense.
Exactly.
Their goal isn't the truth. Their goal is to keep the tension off of them. Little kids do this. You know, the bully's fighting on the playground, and the teacher comes there, and the bully points to the poor little kid and says, teacher, he started it.
Yes, exactly. And this is why you learn in the sandbox of life early on that you have to bully a bully. And this is what Trump is doing, you know, to the Democrats. He's bullying back. And for people that are sensitive, you know, and their feelings can get, you know, bothered and scraped a little bit, you know, they react. But meanwhile, I mean, you know, the Democrats have been able to align themselves with the mainstream media, and they're pigpiling on this president. And, you know, and meanwhile, you know, we're buying into the false accusation, and we're wasting time. And as you say, and I agree with you about Paul Ryan, and that's a whole nother, you know, two segments you and I can do about Paul Ryan and how he failed us in terms of lack of strategy and how he gave up and allowed the Democrats to take over at the midterms and to put us through what we have right now, which is all these investigations and, you know, wacky stuff that's hurting us on so many levels, not only domestically, it's compromising our ability to take care of the immigration issue, what it's doing in terms of our negotiations with Canada, Iran, are standing internationally, and they're the ones that are claiming that all this is compromised, but it's of their doing.
Right. They're the ones that create the problem, and then they propose an answer that's worse than the one they created. But this psychological projection, it's interesting. In Islam, Sharia Muslims will rape a woman and then blame her for tempting them.
Yes.
So in Islam, the woman not only gets raped, she gets whipped 100 times for having tempted the guy to rape her. So it's this attitude where the attacker blames the victim. And so that's what's going on, the psychological projection that Hillary, Obama were guilty of these things. They don't want the public spotlight on them. And so their only defense is to try to keep the heat on, the public spotlight on their opponent, until hopefully they get him out of office or whatever, and then, you know, people forget about it. But Trump is very courageous in releasing all these documents, and I think that it's about time that it comes to the light of day.
Yes.
There's a part of me that thinks Julian Assange ought to get some medal rather than get indicted.
Right.
I don't know all the details, but I mean, he had enough courage to release a lot of the corrupt stuff that was going on. But I think that this is a critical time for the country, and the truth does need to come out. There's been the globalists that have been giving a speech on one side and then betraying the country to globalist interests on the other. Trump's a patriot. For, you know, whatever his personality traits are, he is patriotic to America. And we were, I just was at a briefing, and they talked about China wanting to get control of the 5G globally, and that they're ahead of the game on America on this.
Right.
And they could be controlling all the communication and all the 5G, and then, you know, forget the trade wars, because they could just turn us off.
Exactly.
A whole lot of things have been going on from the previous administration.
Well, when you talk about projection, I've referred to, you know, if people listen, you know, as you say, listen to what people are saying, they self-indict. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, it was during the campaign that Hillary Clinton had indicted Donald Trump and had suggested to everybody, what are we, some third world country that we go after our political opponents? And she, you know, she makes that statement, and she is right in the middle of all the machinations that are taking place. She's fully aware the FBI has been weaponized. She's fully aware that Barack Obama is fully aware of what's going on, not to mention all the other shenanigans with her lost emails and all the other things that were going on, as you mentioned and just cited, the Russian, the real Russian collusion that was taking place between her as the Secretary of State and Russia and Vladimir Putin at all. You know, you just have to listen to what they're doing. The other thing is that I find quite interesting is, why is Jerry Nadler and Schiff and everything moving with such rapidity? I mean, you know, subpoenas are flying out of there, you know, so quick at record speeds. What is it that they're afraid of here, Bill?
Right. So the closer that the Barr and those that are digging to investigate the investigators, the closer they get to uncovering the real collusion, the other side's panicking. And they're doing everything they can to try to keep the attention off themselves. You know, I was going to mention about the projection where you accuse your opponent of what you're guilty of. This is in the left where they say, we are going to be intolerant in the name of tolerance. We're not going to tolerate your bigotry because we want to maintain tolerance. It's like, you're the one that gives a definition to your concept of bigotry, and you're acknowledging that you're intolerant of it.
Right.
Where's the free speech? They also do this with the naming of bills. They'll name a bill Equality Act, but what does it do? It pushes inequality.
Inequality,
name
exactly.
A bill Affordable Care Act, but what does it do? It makes health care unaffordable. and so people need to realize that whenever the government says or does anything, flip it around the other way. It's more likely accurate that way.
But Bill, it's not the government. It's the Democrats. You got to call it out for who it is. I mean, it's the Democrats that have turned the language upside down and have thrust political correctness upon our society. I mean, you know, to your point, you mentioned Axelrod. Well, not that long ago, Nancy Pelosi's talking to the press and tells them, you know, their strategy. She calls it the wrap-up smear. This is what we do. We leak it out to you. You report on it. It suddenly brings credibility, and then we tell everybody, well, everybody's talking about it, and in many cases we know what happened with all the Russian collusion deal. In some cases they take it to FISA courts and say, look, the media's already writing, it's common knowledge, but this is what they set out in motion, right?
Right. Well, it's, George Orwell talked about this in his book 1984, where there was the Department of Truth, and all it did was lie. You know, and there's all these, you know, the Department of all these honesty and so forth, and it's all the opposite.
Exactly.
This is the world we're living in.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Bill Fetter, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch. Thank you, Bill.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance. Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st. Rated R. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump directs intelligence agencies to fully cooperate with a Justice Department investigation into the origins of the special counsel's Russia probe. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump issuing an executive order granting Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify documents related to spying on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. Now, the president wants to make sure all Americans learn the truth as to what went on during the last election cycle.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says it's in the best interest of her country for a new prime minister to lead the effort to leave the European Union, saying this morning she's done all she can and she'll resign on the 7th of June. Her term's been dominated by her unsuccessful efforts to come up with a Brexit plan that Parliament would okay. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And, you know, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Okay, you ready to set sail? Well, whether you're dreaming of glacier gazing through Alaska with a family or traveling the tropical Caribbean with your spouse, cruising is an easy way to crush your cruising bucket list this summer. And a record-setting 30 million travelers are expected to take a cruise this year. Cruising is the fastest growing segment of the vacation industry. And here to tell us more about it is Eileen Ogans. Eileen, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, this is awesome. We talk cruising. I love talking with you. Let's break it down. How can we crush our cruising bucket list this year?
Well, first, obviously, choose where you want to go. There's a new survey out from Carnival Corporation that people, cruisers, want to go to the Caribbean or Alaska first. So obviously you want the beach, you want to relax, maybe snorkel, the Caribbean. If you are a real outdoor person, you want to walk on a glacier, see a bear, spectacular scenery, Alaska. If your bucket list includes seeing as many great sights as you can, think about the Mediterranean, because you don't have to pack or unpack or navigate from place to place. So you have lots of choices in all budget points.
See, we're taking advantage of Eileen's gift. You know, she is a leading national expert on family travel, and she writes a syndicated column, Taking the Kids. It appears all over the country and is the creator of TakingTheKids.com. So she's here to share these brilliant ideas so that, this is all part and parcel of the cruising experience and, making sure that, we hit another monument in our bucket list hopes and dreams here. And, Eileen, you do such a great job with taking the kids and the ideas you share with us and all the families across the country. And we can't thank you enough for that. That's awesome.
Well, thanks. And, another thing from this Carnival survey that was really interesting was whether millennials or boomers, they all want to spend time with their families. You know, you'd think the millennials wouldn't want to, but they do. And a good thing about a cruise, whatever you choose, whatever kind, is it enables everybody to check off something on their bucket list.
Exactly.
There's activities for everybody.
I know. Isn't that cool that you can take your family on a cruise like that and have time for them to have their individual interests met and time to get together? And, boy, you tell the kids you're going on a cruise, man, they're packed up. They're in the car before you are,
For sure.
Okay, so what are some of the vacation goals that we're seeing?
Well, people definitely want to go to the beach. Cruisers are really interested in food and wine, whether it's a gourmet burger or beer brewed on board. They want to sightsee, but they also want to relax, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And what is it indicating in terms of the top vacation goals for this year?
Well, I think spending time with family is really key. And then also seeing something new or experiencing something new. So the key with a cruise is you want to pick the right ship or the right cruise line for whoever you're traveling with.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, if you've got kids, you can't go wrong with Carnival because they carry more kids than anyone in the industry, and they'll have everything from water playgrounds to a teen spa to Dr. Seuss. If you have foodies, think about Holland America. They have menus from famous chefs and immersive cuisine from where you're sailing and food demonstrations. If you really want to customize your trip on a big ship, try the medallion class vacations on Princess. The bartender will even know what drink you ordered or what kind of wine the night before. And then for an intimate luxury experience, there's Seabourn. It's all-inclusive, smaller ships, six-star service, and because the ships are smaller, they'll go to ports. Some of the other bigger ships can't.
Eileen, what about our listeners that say, this is the first time. I've always been thinking about cruising, but I'm going to really do it this year. What do you recommend for them as a first-time cruiser?
I would tell them to work with a travel agent who's a cruise expert. You can ask a travel agent if they've been certified as a cruise expert, because choosing the right cruise line and getting the best deal can be really complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So a travel agent can help you navigate that, help you get some perks on board, figure out what kind of cabin you want, and they can say, look, I know your vacation style. You're going to hate A, but I think you're really going to love B.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll really help. And then they might want to consider choosing a port they can drive to, because there are more than 20 now.
Mm-hmm.
So that also keeps the cost lower and de-stresses the experience, because you just drive up to the port, you park, you pay to park, obviously, but less than a flight, get on board, and then your vacation starts.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the experienced traveler, the one that says, look, I got this, I've been doing this, we know that, life is a dynamic process, it's always changing. What new things even the experienced traveler should be aware of in planning for 2019 that may catch them a little bit off guard?
Well,
Is there anything like that?
There are a lot of new ports, for one thing. And every cruise ship is changing. You know, they're constantly evolving and constantly changing. So they may want to take the opportunity to go somewhere more far-flung, you know, a place they haven't been before. And then, you know, also think about, do they really want to be clued in all the time to Wi-Fi, or do they just want to mellow out?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're visiting with Eileen Ogans. She is a travel expert talking about the top 2019 vacation goals and tips to make them happen this year. If it's on your bucket list, we want to make sure we're doing everything we can to help you accomplish that. She is a national travel expert, syndicated columnist of TakingTheKids.com. A wonderful syndicated column. If you haven't had a chance to read it, you got to check it up. Give you some great ideas, especially if traveling is on your list and cruising, especially this year. So how about some tips before we travel this year? What should we do in preparation?
Just go to my website. Honestly, there's a whole cruise guide there, and you'll find a lot that we've talked about, and pack half of what you think you need.
That's a good tip. You know, I've not heard that before, Eileen, but that's a great... See, there's ideas like that that are very practical that you've picked up along the way, your own experience that writers have given to you. And as you mentioned, the travel agents, I mean, they're a great resource, are they not?
Especially when it comes to cruising, they are.
Exactly. Well, Eileen, we have to let you go, regrettably. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much for sharing with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks for having me, and happy travels.
You got it. Take care. We'll see you on the boat, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care. She's a leading national travel expert on family travel, Eileen Ogans, and writes, as I mentioned, a syndicated column, Taking the Kids, appears all over the country and is the creator of TakingTheKids.com, one of the most respected sites in the family travel space.
Great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
With the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE 10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
The
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Every week, 300 of our citizens are killed by heroin alone, 90% of which floods across from our southern border. More Americans will die from drugs this year than were killed in the entire Vietnam War. In the last 2 years, ICE officers made 266,000 arrests of aliens with criminal records, including those charged or convicted of 100,000 assaults, 30,000 sex crimes, and 4,000 violent killings. Over the years, thousands of Americans have been brutally killed by those who illegally entered our country, and thousands more lives will be lost if we don't act right now. This is a humanitarian crisis, a crisis of the heart, and a crisis of the soul. Last month, 20,000 migrant children were illegally brought into the United States, a dramatic increase. These children are used as human pawns by vicious coyotes and ruthless gangs. 1 in 3 women are sexually assaulted on the dangerous trek up through Mexico. Women and children are the biggest victims by far of our broken system. This is the tragic reality of illegal immigration on our southern border. This is the cycle of human suffering that I am determined to end.
Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Emily Basher is going to be joining us in just a few seconds. She is the Director of Trust and Safety with Facebook, because we need to keep in mind that tomorrow, May 25th, is National Missing Children's Day. You know, every day more than 1,100 children go missing in the U.S. It's approximately 424,000 children annually. We know that the chances of finding a missing child increases when more people are on the lookout, especially in the first few hours. That's why Facebook launched an Amber Alerts program a few years ago in partnership with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Since the program launched, there have been hundreds of Amber Alerts issued on Facebook globally. Facebook's Director of Trust and Safety, Emily Basher, as I mentioned, is with us. And we're going to be talking about the importance of Amber Alerts. Emily, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, great to have you, you know, to address this critical topic and to make people aware of Facebook's involvement with child safety.
It's really an important issue. Obviously, our children are the most valuable resource that we have. They are the thing that's most important to us. The way that Facebook can contribute in this space, we're really uniquely positioned to do so. When a child goes missing, sharing that critical life-saving information really quickly with the right people in the public is what really can help reunite a child safely with their families.
There's definitely, when a child goes missing, as I mentioned earlier, I'll tell you, the need for, to get that information out there, the first several hours are so critical in being able to locate our children, right?
Every minute counts when a child goes missing. So the way the Facebook Amber Alert program works is when we are notified by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, they're the national clearinghouse for all Amber Alerts. When they let us know, it's our goal to, within just a matter of minutes, be able to prepare the alert, which will include all of the most critical information about the missing child. So, for example, there'll be a picture of the child, a description of the clothing the child was wearing when they were last seen. And especially if we have a really detailed piece of information, like a make, a model of a vehicle, mm-hmm. or even a license tag number, we prepare all of that information, and we'll send that to everybody who uses Facebook who's in the search area for the missing child. They'll have all the information that they need right in the palm of their hands when they're standing in the same community where the child was last seen.
Don't you love the ability of, I guess they call that geofencing, right? When you're able to, you know, call out a group, a zip code, an area like this, the technology and what you're able to do and utilize it for something that is so good and so appreciated, you know, by parents who find themselves in this kind of situation. And then, you know, it's one of those things you don't know about Facebook until you know it, and then you're grateful for it, right?
It's really a unique combination. I look at it, it has two pieces. It has the technology piece, but what's really most important is the community. It's people caring enough when they see an Amber Alert to take the couple of seconds they need to read the alert. We also include a link in each alert that will take any user directly to the missing child poster that's created by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. So it's really the combination of technology and people in a community who care enough to take the time to do the right thing.
Well, Emily Vasher is with us. She joined Facebook in 2011, currently the Director of Trust and Safety. She's responsible for law enforcement outreach, global safety initiatives, safety education, and security policy matters. Emily, how many children have been found as a result of the Facebook program?
When Amber Alert as a whole began all the way back in 1996, since that time, there have been 957 children who've been safely reunited with their families. And in terms of Facebook Amber Alert, we've spoken with several families who have been reunited as a direct result of somebody actually seeing the alert on Facebook.
Wow. That's awesome. Let's talk about some of the tips that our parents should be aware of in order to keep our kids safe, because that's what they want to do. So, you know, what have you found to be most effective?
The most important thing that we can do is talk to our children. It's all about communication. There isn't a single tip or tool or trick that's going to keep kids safe. What it's about is having two-way conversations. It's not about just the parent talking, and it's not about the child just listening. It really needs to go two ways.
Mm-hmm.
The issue that some adults have, though, is that they're just a little frightened by technology. Kids know more about technology than their parents. That's probably always been. It probably always will be.
Right.
So sometimes it's hard for these parents to even know how to start a conversation or know exactly what they should be talking about to help keep their kids safe. So there are some really great resources that are free and available to any parent. For example, on Facebook in particular, we have a safety center. And within that safety center, there's a parents portal. In that portal, there are conversation starters. There are safety tips. You can find that just by going to facebook.com/safety, or you can also check out the website for the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and you can find them at missingkids.org.
Wow, that's excellent. You know, Emily, I was really impressed to read, about, people think Facebook and, we understand you're an international company, that your outreach is, around the world. It is phenomenal. And but sometimes people think Facebook and they think just the United States, but you've launched Amber Alerts around the world, have you not?
We have. Since we first launched Amber in the U.S., back in, it was about 5 years ago, we've since launched in 21 total countries with plans to expand even farther across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
At Facebook, we have more than 2.3 billion users all around the world, and we want every child, no matter where they live, to have this tool in case the worst happens.
Well, and I've got to imagine, as long as you've been doing this, more and more, Emily, people are starting to look to Facebook in terms of a go-to medium when an Amber Alert needs to go out. So, your network and connectivity with law enforcement and other agencies has been greatly expanding as more and more people are realizing that, when it comes to a missing children, hey, you need to make sure you connect with Facebook, right?
Exactly. And that's actually one of the reasons that we started this program on Facebook. What we were seeing before we even launched is organically it was happening that when a child went missing, communities would come together on Facebook to share the information, which was a great system. It led to the rescue of many children. One child in particular, her name is Baby Victoria. Mm-hmm. She went missing in Canada, and as soon as she was abducted, she was only 19 hours old, abducted out of a hospital. The family and law enforcement shared the images that they had from the surveillance camera on Facebook, and she was found within just 3 hours.
Wow.
Because somebody from the community saw the image. So it's really important that we know when we see an Amber Alert, first, it's a very rare occurrence. Even with the large number of children that go missing each day, Amber Alerts in particular is reserved for only the most serious cases.
Right.
Because we never want to desensitize people, and we want people to know that if they see an alert, they're in a position to be able to help.
Well, as we wrap things up very quickly, Emily, what's Missing Children's Day all about?
Missing Children's Day is a day where we can reflect on those children who've been lost. We can remain hopeful for those children who have yet to come home, but we're still searching. And it's also a day for education, to talk about the most important issues we have in our society, and that's keeping our children safe.
Emily Vasher, Director of Trust and Safety at Facebook. Where can they go for more information?
Facebook.com/safety or missingkids.org.
My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
I'm Holly.